You are listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast for Sunday morning, March 28th. Dr. Roger Allen preaches a message entitled, Six Steps to Success.
Six Steps to Success is what I want to talk to you about today. You know what? Anybody that's here this morning, and we're going to hurry here because I'm on a very limited time limit. I'm sure you are glad about that. But Dr. Wells has told us before that stand up, get it over with, get it going, preach it, and then sit down to be appreciated. So I want to be appreciated this morning, so I'm going to hurry up and sit down. Amen? All right? Nobody here today that's a fool, nobody here today, that, unless you're a fool, wants to be a success. Unless you're a fool, you can really, I want to show you something here, how much the church appreciates me. This is the glass of water that they put up here for me this morning. Amen? And I decided that I'd do without the water today. Okay, no, I'm just teasing. Just teasing. But anybody here today that's not a fool, you know in your heart you want to succeed. You know you want to be a success. This morning we're going to have is what we come closest to at Parkside, a positive mental rally this morning. Hey, saved one. Hey, child of God. God wants you to succeed. He wants you to prosper. God does not want his children to be a failure. Can you imagine God Almighty creating his creations and saying, I tell you what, I'm going to put you down there on the earth. I'm going to create you, and I just want you to fail at everything you do. Surely you don't think that's the kind of relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. No, he wants us to succeed. He wants us to be successful. Now, what I'm going to give you today, whatever your endeavor in life may be, whether holy or unholy, whether good or bad, whether positive or negative, what I'm going to give you this morning will help you succeed in life. I don't care what you're going to be. What I'm going to give you today will help you to be what you need to be. Let me give you a story here, just a brief inspirational story here that someone emailed this to me, and I watched the little video on it. It's been several months now, but this was an inspiration to me, and I hope it will be to you too. But I just want to ask you, I'm curious, how many of you recognize the name Team Hoyt? Team Hoyt. Brother Barr recognizes that? Just one in the house this morning? Okay, let me give you this story. I'm surprised some of you will probably come forward later and say, Brother, I remember that now that you told me. But basically, it is 44 years ago, Rick Hoyt was born. At his birth, his umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck, and he lost oxygen. The doctor said that he had cerebral palsy, and this is what they told the mom and dad of Rick Hoyt. He said, you might as well just put him in an institution. You might as well put him in 24 care. He's going to be a burden to you the rest of your life. And thank God their mom and dad said no. They refused and they took him home. His whole life he's been confined to a wheelchair. One day, Rick had a dream. I said one day, Rick had a dream, or he had a vision. Where the people have no vision, the people perish. Amen. So one day, Rick had a dream. Get this. He let his parents know that he wanted to participate in a marathon. Now remember, he's confined to a wheelchair. And you know, the parents' first thought was, what? What? And they didn't say that out loud, okay? But to themselves, they said, what? He's handicapped. He's in a wheelchair and he wants to participate in a marathon? And so anyhow, this is what, to make a long story short, I don't have time to give you all the details this morning, but basically his dad, who is at the age of 66, his dad is pushes him in the wheelchair while running behind him so that he can participate in these things. Get this. They've participated in over 950 races now. They've participated in over 60 marathons. Get this. They've participated in several triathlons and six Ironman contests. Get this. Which is the ultimate test of strength and endurance. Get this. The dad carries his son's 110-pound frame body. Get this. In these events, they have to swim 2.4 miles. They have to ride a bicycle for 112 miles, and then they have to run for 26.2 miles. And the dad does all that with him. That's amazing, isn't it? You know what? The doctor said, just put him in 24-hour care. Put him in an institution. He's just going to be a burden to you. But you know what? Thank God this young man had a vision. He had a dream. He's graduated from high school now. Here's this young man that the doctor said he ought to be in the institution, 24-hour care. He's graduated from high school. He's also graduated from college. He has been an example, an influence, and an inspiration to many families across the world. This is their motto. This is the family's motto. Get this. You can. You can. And I feel like God's speaking to us this morning as Christians saying, you can. You can. He's helped many folks. This one dear young man's testimony has helped many folks believe that anything is possible. Now, so the first thing I want to talk to you about, I want to give you just six words. You'll remember these words, but I just want to give you six words very quickly this morning that will help you succeed in your Christian life. Number one, you're going to have a dream. You're going to have a dream. I want to talk to you guys this morning that have never been elected for anything. All right? There's hope for you. Amen? I want to talk to you young girls who are not Miss Popularity. There's hope for you. You can try 1,000 other ways to be a success. But you will not be a success unless you first have yourself a dream. Martin Luther King had one thing right, didn't he? He said, I have a dream. Now, he didn't say it quite that well, okay? No, I'm just kidding. But MLK had one thing right. He said, I have a dream. You can try 1,000 other ways, but it won't work unless you first get yourself a dream. You know what? When I was a young person, right before I accepted Christ as my Savior, I had a dream to be a police officer. I thought that was kind of interesting. Brother Wells kind of had the same situation there, but I was already involved in the Police Explorers and had already made plans on going to the Dallas Police Academy. And you know why I wanted to be a police officer? Seriously, when I was a young person, I wanted to be a police officer to help people. I wanted to be a help and a blessing to people. And when I got saved, I had even a greater desire to help people. Preacher May asked me one day, he came to me, he said, Brother Allen, I know you're studying to be a police officer, I know you're heading in that direction, but he said, Brother Allen, would you like to spend your life putting young people in jail, or would you like to spend your life keeping young people out of jail? Well, you know what? I decided I'd spend my life keeping young people out of jail, and I became the youth pastor of Parkside Baptist Church. Amen? I had a dream. Guess what? When I was a teenager, at age 17, 18, I had a dream to be a bus captain. Well, at that time, the church didn't have another bus. And I'm not bragging on me this morning, but I took what life savings I had at that time, which was very little. Guess what I did? I took it, spent it, and bought a bus. Just because I had a dream to be a bus captain. Y'all know this on Oates Drive. I was burdened about a place for our young people to meet. And you know about the house that we had moved to the property, and we made it our youth center. But you know what? Brother Allen had a dream for the young people to have a youth center. I'm not saying I did all the work. The young people sold chocolate for about 3 years and came up with the money. They did all the work, but I had the dream. Amen. I had a dream. You need a dream as well. And you know what? You know what's so great about this? When you get a dream, you cannot stop a person who has a dream. Amen. You can't stop a guy who has a dream. I feel sorry for you this morning that had no dream, just kind of floating through life, bouncing off this circumstance and bouncing off this circumstance, and you have no direction that you're going. You ought to get yourself a dream. Get yourself a dream. Get yourself a dream and be consumed with that dream. Hey, you know what? Real men are going somewhere. Amen? Real men have a cause in life. Real men have a purpose for living. If you don't have a dream, let me encourage you today to get yourself a dream. Look out into the future and say, bless God, I'm going somewhere. Bless God, I'm going that direction. Bless God, I have this dream in my life. Look out to the future and say, I think God wants me to do this in my life, and get yourself a dream. Be consumed with that dream. Be eaten up with that dream. Don't just float through life. Don't just bounce off one circumstance to the next, but get yourself a dream. Guess what? We're already to number two. Amen. Get yourself a dream. Number two, there's only six of them. I know you're excited about that. Okay. Number one, get yourself a dream. Be consumed with it. Be eaten up with it. Number two, you got to have a desire. You have to have a desire. First, get yourself a dream, and then say, the biggest desire of my life is to get what my dream is. Get yourself a dream, and then get yourself a desire, and say, the biggest desire of my life has to be to get what my dream is. We need some Christians today that have a desire to accomplish things for God. I mean, Christians that have the attitude, I'll die if I don't get there. I'll die if I don't accomplish that. I'll die if I don't make it. I won't be happy if I don't get there. I've got to do this thing. I have to make it. I cannot be a flop. You know what? Anybody can be a flop. Anybody can be a flop. Don't be a flop. Anybody can make a lot of money. Unfortunately, a lot of people today had the goal of just making a lot of money. They don't have a dream in life. Just give me a bunch of money. Anybody can make a lot of money. Anybody can just go through life having a lot of fun. Amen. But you know what? You need to desire to do something with your life. Desire to accomplish something for God. Get yourself a dream. Then get you a desire to do something for God. Let's review. Number one, what is it? We're going to have a dream. We need to get us a dream. Number two, a desire. Number three, we're already number three. Amen. We're moving right along. Number three, make a decision. Make a decision. You know, unfortunately, some people get a dream and they get a desire, but they never make a decision. And you know what happens? If you don't make a decision, at some point that dream just go away. That desire will eventually fade away. So get you a dream. Get your desire, then make a decision. You say, well, Brother Allen, I know. Okay, I'm going to give myself a dream. I'm going to get myself, yeah, I'm going to work on my desire. But just let me think about this for a while. No, sir. Make a decision. Make a decision. Don't put it off. People put it off, and it slowly but surely fades away. There was a day, I believe, when young people had a dream, and young people had a desire to do something in life. More than just, well, you know, young people today, well, I'll tell you what, if I could just have that 5,000 square foot house, and that's their goal, that's their dream today, unfortunately. Well, I'll tell you what, if I could just have that Lamborghini, then that's probably not even the fancy car today, that was my generation, okay? All right, I'm telling you how old I am now, okay? But if I could just have that fancy car, and my dream is to have that fancy house, my dream is to have that fancy car. You know what my dream is? Just to make a lot of money in life. If we could just refocus on what our dream and decide to do something bigger than that for God. Hey, when I die, I want to leave something behind for the next generation that I've accomplished for good and for God. Get this. Brother Howells, many of you heard the story about Brother Howells, but Brother Howells, he said he made up his mind. He made a decision one day. And he said, you know what? I want to be a preacher. You know what? His father was a drunk, hated preachers, hated churches. And one day, Brother Howells decided in an old-fashioned altar to become a preacher. And he went downtown Dallas. There was a bar there. He knew that's where his dad would be. He went in there and he told his dad. He said, Dad, I want to let you know I've made a decision. And they talked about it for a while. They went outside. And he said, what's your decision, son? And of course, he slurred his speech and everything because he was already drunk. And he said, I want to be a preacher, Dad. And right there on the sidewalk outside that bar in downtown Dallas, we've seen the spot before. We've been down there and looked at it. And Brother Howell's father beat him to a bloody pulp. And then when he fell to the ground, he kept kicking him. And this is what he said after all that. He said, well, son, if you're going to be a preacher, you know, why don't you just go out and build the blankety blank blank world's largest church? Get this. Not anyone here today is less of a prospect than Dr. Howells was. Get this. He never preached a sermon. Before that day, he flunked public speaking in college. He dedicated his life to preach at the Highland Park Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. That night it was a long invitation. The preacher had preached, and it was a New Year's Eve service, and they kept waiting for somebody to walk the aisle, and it was a very long invitation. And all of a sudden, Brother Howells got up out of his seat, walked forward, and said, I want to make a decision. And you know what? He made the decision that night. He said, I want to be a preacher. He said, I want to be a preacher. I want to accomplish some things for God. There was not one amen. There was not one congratulations. In fact, get this. The pastor got him aside after the invitation and said, Brother Howells, whatever he called him back then, but basically he told Brother Howells, you've made a mistake. That's what he told him. He said, you might be a this or that, but a preacher, never. But a preacher, never, is what that, isn't that, that's just a shame. Here's this man of God, here's this man that came forward, said, I want to be a man of God in my life, and another man of God tell him, you've made a mistake. What a shame. Guess what, though? In 1973, he was honored as the pastor of the world's largest Sunday school. You know why? Because he got himself a dream, he got a desire, and he made a decision. Amen? I dare to say that if Brother Howells could be beaten to a bloody pulp, and do what he did for God, then you know what? We ought to be able to make a decision, do something for good and for God. Amen? So what is the secret to success, you say? Get yourself a dream. I say, number one, get yourself a dream. Number one, get yourself a dream. Number two, let it turn into a desire. Let it turn into a desire. And number three, make a decision to do it. Make up your mind, you're going to do it, and you're going to let nothing stop you. So number one, get yourself a dream. Number two, have a desire. Number three, make a decision. Number four, take off in a direction. Take off in a direction. Don't wait. Get going. Proverbs 4:27 says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Decide that's where I'm going and nothing's going to deter me. Decide that's where I'm going and nothing's going to stop me. Just take off in a direction. You can be a person who says, Brother Allen, I've got myself a dream. I've got a desire. I just have to do this thing. I've made a decision. I'm going to do it. I'm step out by faith and I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to change directions. I'm going to stay right. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow. And I'll show you a successful person. Don't say, Brother Allen, I'll do it someday. Someday I'll accomplish this thing. The straight and narrow way. If you want God's blessings on your right, you have to go the right direction. Well, you know, we bounce off this circumstance and we bounce off that circumstance and we get off the path that God would have us to be on. Where are your blessings, God? How come you're not blessing me? Well, you know why God's not blessing you? Because you're not on the right path. You're not going the right direction. It's very, very important for a Christian to stay on the right path, the right direction for God to receive God's blessings. And guess what? You cannot be a success without God's blessings in your life. So I said, number one, get yourself a dream. Be consumed with it. Be eaten up with it. Number two, get you a desire. And let your biggest desire be that of accomplishing what your dream is. Number three, I said decision. Decide to do it today. Don't put it off another day. And I said, get yourself a direction. The straight and narrow way. The Bible says, turn not to the left hand nor to the right. Don't get sidetracked. Once you make up your mind, you're going to accomplish something. You get that dream for God. You get that desire. And you decide you're going to make a decision. And then you get to go in that direction. As soon as you make up your mind, you're going to do those things. Satan's going to attack you. He's going to try to get you sidetracked. And then let's move on here. Number five, determination. Number five, determination. The wise man said, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with what? Do it with all your might. Determination. We have a bunch of mammy-pammy Christians today, don't we? Also, I'm going to serve Jesus. Give me a chance to serve Jesus. First little roadblock the devil puts in our way. Oh, all of a sudden, I'm quitting on Jesus. Don't quit on Jesus. Amen. Be determined. Have some grit. I'll tell you what. If you're a school age, raise your hand. If you're in school, raise your hand. If you're in school, let me ask y'all a question. Why would you make B's when you can make A's? Amen. Okay, this is Sunday morning. I'm sorry. I'll get back to the other thing. Okay? But seriously, all right, those of you who have jobs, you're a Christian, and you're working for somebody out there in the world. You're working for your boss. Let me ask you, why would you do anything less than your best? The best person on the job site, the best, hardest worker, ought to be the one that's a Christian. And isn't it a shame today that the Christians are having to be reprimanded and brought into the office and all those kind of things? That's a shame. But hey, why make B's when you can make A's? Get yourself some grit. Get yourself some determination. You know why Parkside Baptist Church is here today? Because Preacher May was determined. The dear members of Parkside Baptist Church from the early days, like the Dowdies back there, they were determined. They said, I'll give it all I got. And that's what God asked of us, to be determined. Get this, another story about Brother Howes this morning. And because there's just so many good ones about his life. But Brother Howes was a paratrooper in the U.S. Army. And he had landed wrong one time and he injured his back. So he was in the Army hospital. Well, guess what? He got word that his outfit was shipping out. He was on the fourth floor of an Army hospital. A bad back. The sergeant already said, we're shipping out, but not you, Howes. But guess what? He was so determined that he didn't want his fellow soldiers to go fight by themselves. He wanted to be there with them. Guess what he did? He tied bed sheets together. The doctor said, no way, Jose, you're not going anywhere. Lock that door on Howes. Guess what? He raised the window, tied bed sheets together, crawled out the window, went down four stories, and ran and got to where he needed to be, and he shipped out with his outfit. I would say that's determination. Yeah. Amen? Today, we look for excuses to quit. Well, I tell you what, you know, soul winning is just so hard. And, you know, the program's 4 weeks long. And, you know, the bus route, you know, it's cold in the winter and it's hot in the summer. And, you know, it's a lot of struggle, a lot of hard work to run a bus route. And we look for ways to quit. Shame on us. If we had not had this, if this man was not so determined to find out how the light bulb works, guess what? It'd be kind of dark in here today, wouldn't it? But you know what he said? He tried 1,000 different ways. And he failed at it. And you know what he said? Hey, if I tried something 1,000 different ways, I had to be honest with you. I'd lose some of my determination. Amen? But the man didn't give up. And you know what he said? You know what his attitude was like? I love this. He said, I've tried it 1,000 ways. And he said, now I know 1,000 ways that it won't work. Amen? And that's the same kind of attitude I believe we ought to have as Christians. I would love to see us get some determination. some grit about us. Guess what? A real man will not be stopped when he's heading somewhere. Opposition does not stop a real man who's decided to do something great for God. Enemies should not stop you. Criticism should not stop you. I'll tell you again, opposition should not stop you. Enemies shall not stop you. Criticism shall not stop you. It's a shame for the unsaved in the world to be more dedicated to their immoral, improper lifestyles, behavior, and their causes in the world. Why are they more dedicated to their causes than we are our causes as Christians? What a shame, child of God. To do what we ought to do, we ought to do it for Him. I just wholeheartedly believe that there are enough people in this room here today. I wholeheartedly believe this. If we could just, as a room full of Christians here, if we could just make up our mind to get a dream and let that turn into a desire, make a decision for God and go the right direction and be determined to see it come to pass, I believe wholeheartedly that there's a room full of people right here that could help change America back for good and for God. If we would simply just say, get a dream, let it turn into a desire, make a decision, go the right direction, be determined. Last but not least. Amen? Did I move through them pretty quick for you? Brother Moore said I had a certain time limit, okay, to stay in his good graces. But last but not least, destination. Destination. Let's bow our heads. Let's all bow our heads, please.
Thank you for listening to the Parkside Baptist Church Podcast. For more information about our church, you can visit us online at pbcmesquite.org. And if you're ever in the Dallas, Texas area, we'd love to have you visit our church.